35 minutes now after the hour. You're listening to Morning Edition on Utah Public Radio. I'm Carrie Bringhurst. Joining me now is Dave Greiling of the Ogden Standard Examiner to update us on events that are happening in Davis County. And Dave, we have been following the Utah legislature this month. I know that there is a representative from the Clearfield area, Paul Ray, that is sponsoring a bill, Bill 49, to clarify for police that openly carrying an unloaded gun is allowed in Utah. Can you give us details on this legislation?
Well, there had been concern, perhaps, that in some instances police were stopping and questioning people simply for the act of carrying. So Ray's bill clarifies the kind of behavior that has to be present in order for police to make a stop and perhaps an arrest.
So will this prevent police from questioning a person openly carrying a gun?
Well, legislators say it won't, but again, it clarifies more so the kind of behavior, what they call threatening behavior, that would have to be exhibited before police could arrest somebody.
And this bill has passed the House, so it will now move to the Senate?
Right. It passed yesterday, I think it was 49-21, and goes on to the Senate.
Okay, well, let's discuss now an article that's in the Standard Examiner that has to do with a West Davis corridor. There is a plan to build a corridor. One of the proposals would have the corridor being built adjacent to Bluff Road in the area near Syracuse. And this is a road that has historic importance to the area.
Right. It's one of the last portions of the old emigration trail, which ran from Salt Lake City up to Idaho in pioneer times. And there was concern among some residents that if that option is chosen for the corridor, that it could have negative impacts on the road.
In fact, there's one group, Citizens for a Better Syracuse, they're opposing this option.
Right. There are a number of factors in their opposition, but one of them certainly is their concern for the road and its historic value.
Now, UDOT says that they will do some surveying to determine to make sure that none of the historic aspects are factored or affected by this road.
Right. That would be part of their environmental impact statement, the impact on historical value and perhaps historical artifacts would certainly be part of that evaluation and go into the final decision when they do choose a corridor.
Now, where exactly is Bluff Road in Syracuse?
It's in the west. Goes through the western part of the city.
Okay. Last night, the Ogden City Administration presented to the City Council 5 years of proposed capital improvements, a plan that they'll be discussing during a public hearing set for April. What are some of the items they would like to see happen over the next 5 years?
Well, there's a lot of infrastructure work and improvement on there. Plans to improve all the entrances into the city off the interstate with landscaping and whatnot. Probably one of the bigger single projects is a plan to build 50 new hangars at the Ogden-Hinkley Airport. Also plans for a new or replacement fire station on 12th Street. So a number of those kinds of proposals and plans.
And also possibly replacing a city fire station.
Right, yeah, along 12th Street.
Now, these are not inexpensive projects. How much will this cost the city?
Well, if they do everything that was on the plan presented last night, the total cost is estimated to be $102 million.
And again, this will include some infrastructure proposals and changes, new parking stalls on Washington Boulevard, and public improvements in East Central Ogden. You can read more about the details of what is being proposed by the Ogden City Administration, part of a 5-year plan for capital improvements to the City Council. And they will be, again, having a hearing in April to gather public input on this plan. Well, Dave Greiling, who joins us each Wednesday here on Utah Public Radio to update us on what is happening in the Davis County, Ogden area. Thanks so much for joining us.
Okay, Carrie, thanks.
And if you would like to read more about these stories and others from the Ogden Standard Examiner, you can go to our website at upr.org. We have a direct link to the Ogden Standard Examiner. You're listening to Morning Edition on Utah Public Radio, your favorite public radio station for UPR Newsline.